God, what a big crowd. Oh, Jesus. I came up here and I said, because I've been so busy with this roundup, you know, doing all this stuff that I was like going, I haven't thought about this at all. And then when she said, you're doing recovery, I said, so what is recovery? What does that entail? Because, and she said, what I was like, what happened, and what I'm like now. But also, I think I do know what I want to talk about, though. How much time do I get? About 10 minutes? Okay. Oh, I can do that. Thank God. What I really want to talk about with the recovery thing is that, and my name is Patty O, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is February 18th, 1994. I just had a birthday. My sponsor is, she probably won't let me to say that. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, let's say that. But, you know, when I first got here, I was ashamed of myself and the way I'd been living my life and all of that. So once I got a sponsor and started into the steps, and y'all were talking about this recovery and from our disease and recovery from alcoholism and changing. And one of the things that hit me the most was for some reason, I so trusted my first sponsor, and while she was taking me through the steps, that I said, you just tell me what to do, and I'll do it, you know, because I wanted so bad to be sober, you know, and not to drink again. And she said, no, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what I did. And she did that. And then she took me through the steps. And every single one of them, my favorite, of course, was, not of course, but was four, because I had never looked at myself before. I'd always been pointing my finger at everybody else. It's all your fault what happened to me when I was little, and it's all your fault what's happening to me and why I've become such a drunk and why I do the things I do. And when I got here, she looked at me and I said, well, what's my part in anything? Because she had me doing all four columns. And she goes, honey, you're not 12 anymore. You're 45. You need to start letting that go. So, oh, now I've told you how I'm 77 years old, haven't I? Anyway, the thing that got me was then I had to start saying, well, what is that about, you know, what did I have to do with that? And some of it's just let it go. Let it go, you know? And that was just an awesome, awesome experience to go through the steps. But what I really want to talk about is farther on, after I went through the steps, started changing things in my life, listening to you all, and all of a sudden I started sponsoring other women. That's when it started working for me even more, because I was like, every time I got to take somebody through the steps, it was like, oh my God, this is so, it was like I'd see aha moments on them. But I got to, every time I got to go through the steps again by taking somebody else through the steps. And I thought, wow, this is really awesome. Because I did spend some time in my sobriety going, well, how come everybody looks so spiritual? Why, what am I missing? I'm not spiritual. You know, somebody, they're all talking about all this spiritual stuff. Well, that's not happening to me. And then I'd be working with somebody else, and all of a sudden something would happen for her. And I'd go, oh, my God, that's God talking. I do want to share another thing, because that's when going through the steps with somebody else would give me aha moments. It would be like, oh, my God. Like I had a sponsor that said, I can't do this fifth step, you know. And she went out and said, I need a cigarette, you know. So we were doing this thing, and all of a sudden, I'm just rocking. I'm going, well, I haven't had this happen before, so what do I do? What should I tell her, you know? And all of a sudden, I said, well, it can't be any worse than, and I told her, blah, 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 something that I hadn't even had on my inventory that I had forgotten about. And she goes, how did you know? And I said, I didn't. It was the most profound God shot, I think, that I've had in a long, long time. And I've had a whole bunch since then of just that stuff, taking somebody through the steps and getting those God shots and watching them get those God shots, that have been an amazing thing for me over the years. And all I can say is that I don't want to stop doing that. You know, I am old, as you can see. So I'm not taking a lot of people through the steps anymore because, you know, it's just I'm not asked to be a sponsor so much anymore. You know, and that's understandable. I get it. But I've noticed the difference. I have really, really noticed the difference in not being able to do that one-on-one with somebody. And, I mean, I have a lot of sponsees, but they all have some time, you know. So it's been an interesting journey, you know. And all I know is I don't want to stop. I was telling somebody this morning about how when I was really new, I thought, oh, my God, I was getting better and all this stuff. And I went to my sponsor, and I was about a year sober, and I said, you know what, my life is so good now, I don't think I need this anymore. And she said, you selfish, self-centered little bitch. And I thought, oh, God. And she said, you know what, if everybody would have done that and said that, there would have been nobody in the rooms when you walked in. Nobody would have been there to welcome you. And one of the reasons I keep coming back today is because I want to be there for somebody that walks in the room. And it's just, and I hear God speak through them as much as I hear God speak through people like Janet. You know, so I'm just really, really so grateful to be sober today. And like I said, I wasn't sure exactly what to talk about in recovery, you know. But I'm still recovering, and I still have a lot of stuff, you know. But I'm not going to leave here. I'm not going to leave Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm not going to leave doing service and doing stuff for my home group and things like that. Anyway, that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Patty. Thanks, Patty. And next, we have Lisa going to talk about unity.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and I'm an alcoholic. Can you hear me okay? So, unity, I was asked to talk about unity. First off, my sobriety date is April 13th, 2020. So if I stick with it, I'll have the big six coming up this spring. So our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. And I got to thinking about that. I got to thinking about, boy, remember high school math class, you know? I'm in math class because I want to be a nurse, and I'm going to have to know formulas. And, you know, Patty's in math class because she's going to be an engineer, and Paul's in math class because he's going to be a mathematician. And after math class is over, we just all go our separate ways, right? And then in the workforce, you know, there's a lot of backstabbing and jealousy because, you know, everybody wants to be better and brighter and more popular and blah, 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 you know, and it was just such an uncomfortable feeling. But it wasn't until I walked into the rooms of an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting that I actually felt like I belonged here, I was welcome here, and I actually felt like this is what I've been missing my whole life, you know, and going through the steps with my sponsor. I learned a whole lot about AA, a lot about myself, you know, and then I'm going through the traditions and, you know, staying with meetings. I still have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I work with other women. And the program to me keeps getting better and life keeps getting better for me. So, and I've learned about unity along the way. You know, unity is one of the sides of the triangle. Right, they've got recovery, unity, and service. It works along with recovery and service, and it to ensure that the fellowship stays strong. And when I'm in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, we're all there for the same purpose. Whether it's the engineer, the mathematician, or the nurse, or the lawyer, or the person living in their car, we're all there for the exact same thing. You know, and I love that. I love the singleness of purpose, because that's how we get stronger and that's how we get better, is by, to me anyway, by the singleness of purpose. You know, it means that we can have a disagreement during the meeting. Somebody can say something that might set us off, or there might be words, or you didn't like the topic, or whatever. But, you know, we come together at the end of our meeting and we hold hands and we say whatever prayer we end the meeting with. And, you know, that's unity. We don't talk bad about other groups. You know, I was in an uncomfortable meeting not too long ago where somebody was talking, saying some things about another group. And I thought, where's the unity here? We're all in this together. This group, and this group, we're all in here together. And if we fall apart because we've lost that unity, then who's going to suffer? It's going to be our sobriety that suffers. It's going to be that alcoholic out there who one day is going to look for hope and hope to find that within the walls of an alcoholics meeting. So I kind of think it's kind of the glue of the program, where the meeting is more important than the personalities, you know, because you do get a lot of personalities in the meeting. You can have somebody that disagrees with you during a business meeting and says, no, I think we need to do this. And you're thinking, well, you know, but our seventh tradition doesn't pay for us to have, you know, a pizza party or, you know, a dance or whatever. Our seventh tradition goes to help that next suffering alcoholic out there, you know, and it's just like, okay, I get it. You're right, you know. And so we can have those disagreements during our business meeting. But, you know, we talk it out among us. And in the workplace, that never happened. There was tempers flew and the backstabbing, and it just would snowball and get worse and worse and worse. So anyway, I have written here, if a group falls apart due to infighting, no one gets sober and they're not available for that newcomer. Because that's what we're here for, right? We're here for that newcomer. I'll be leaving the roundup a little bit today because I'm the Friday chair for my home group, and I need to go open the doors of that meeting in case there's a newcomer or somebody else walks in that is in need of a meeting. So anyway, I think that's about it. We support each other. We support each other as individuals. We support other groups. You know, I'll bet there's not one person in here that only goes to one group, right? We go to different meetings around town. We go to different meetings when we travel. We travel a lot, Paul and I. We don't always hit a meeting in every town. We have good intentions. Sometimes life gets in the way. But we do go and we support those groups, both in person, by sharing our experience, strength, and hope, and by donating to that seventh tradition that can help that next alcoholic out there. And I'm going to close with the Declaration of Unity. This we owe to AA's future, to place our common welfare first, to keep our fellowship united, for AA unity depends our lives and the lives of those to come. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. That was great. And next we have my sweetie, which you can call Rick, and he's going to talk to us about service.
Sweetie, that might be my new name. I don't know. I'm Rick, and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm going to talk about service and extending how we extend the hand of AA through service. And I got the privilege of being the delegate from Alaska for one of the conferences, so I want to talk about that a little bit too. And from the service manual for the conference for general service, I want to read the opening paragraph, because I think there's sometimes a little confusion about that people, when they say service, they're just talking about general service, you know, but it's about everything. And it starts out by saying, our 12th step, carrying the message, is the basic service that the AA fellowships gives to, and our principal aim and the main reason for our existence. Therefore, AA is more than a set of principles. It is a society of alcoholics in action. We must carry the message, or else we may wither, and those who haven't been given the truth may die. Hence, AA service is anything, whatever, that helps us to reach fellow suffering alcoholics, all the way from the 12 step itself to a 10 cent phone call and a cup of coffee, and to our AA's General Service Office for national and international. The sum of all these services is our third legacies. Sometimes services include meeting places, hospitals, cooperation with intergroup offices, pamphlets, books, and good publicity, and all of almost every description. They call for committees, delegates, trustees, and conferences, and for not to be forgotten, they use voluntary money, and they need money, voluntary contributions in the fellowship. So the three legacies, you know, recovery, you've heard it said, we can't give away what we haven't had. And I think the reaching the hand is at our meetings when we offer to sponsor people and take them through the steps. That's what I think of, you know, on recovery. And how does the meeting greet people? Do we have, you know, do we make newcomers feel very welcome? Most meetings give them phone numbers and names, women of women and men of men, of course. And, you know, I think that's all extending the hand of AA on a group level and sponsorship. And then at the unity level, I was thinking of, Lisa didn't mention it, but she's very active in intergroup. And the intergroup, so when people call to find out where the meetings are, they have, that's a huge service. That's definitely extending the hand of AA, you know. And the putting out the meeting schedules and letting the groups know, you know, what's going on and what, you know. And so I would think an active group that really wants, on a group level, group extending the hand of AA would be, if they can, it's the first responsibility is take care of their own needs. But if they can, to have an intergroup rep that participates in that. And, you know, when the questions come up for the intergroup, they have a group conscience, and the groups are in charge. So that, you know, that's important. And then a general service is, that the fellowship is in charge. And I want to read a little something on that, too, just real quick. Yeah, I marked it. Of course, it fell away. There it is. Maybe I'm not supposed to read it. Oh, okay. Why do we need a conference? We may not need a general service conference to ensure our own recovery. We do not need it to ensure the recovery of the alcoholic, but we do need it to ensure the recovery of the alcoholic who still stumbles in the darkness. One short block from this room at the New York at the conference. We needed to ensure the recovery of a child being born tonight, destituted for alcoholism. We needed to provide, in keeping with our 12th step, a permanent haven for alcoholics who, in the ages ahead, can find AA at that rebirth and through its life service. And that we need to ensure it that changes within AA come only as a response to the needs and wants of all AA and not of a few. We needed to ensure that the doors and halls of AA have never have locks on them, and that people of all time who have alcohol problems may enter these halls and feel safe. And we need to ensure that Alcoholics Anonymous never ask anyone who needs us what his or her race is, what his or her creed is, and what his or her social position is. So, and like I said, you know, it's important when decisions come up in AA that they're made by the groups. And the way that works is if your group sends a GSR to work at district, and when the agenda items come up and they ask for feedback, that, you know, the group takes the time to do that, to give the delegate. So when we send the delegates to New York, you know, it's it's a group conscience is all it really is. And instead of a few trustees in New York maybe making some bad decisions, well-meaning, of course, it's the fellowship that's participating. So, if you've been sober a while and you're in AA and you're in a good, strong group, do you need the conference? Probably not for your own sobriety, but for the future in the direction of AA. And for every group that can and takes the time to form opinions on the feedback that the delegate's asking for and then elects the delegate, the voice of AA is stronger. And if you don't participate, you're fine. But so, since we're talking about how do we reach out the hand of AA, well, I think at the individual level, by sponsorship, by making at the group level, by making people come in the feel real welcome, making sure they get the literature they need, and then at the general service level, participating in the general service structure so your group is represented. So that's all I've got. It's a privilege to be up here today and to be of service. And I just want to tell you about New York again. It was an amazing experience. And when we get to New York, one of the first things they told us, they said, listen like you don't have an opinion. And speak your truth and then vote your heart, And a group of, and Lisa talked about it, you go to a business meeting and people got an agenda and they want to put it out. That's not a group conscience. A group conscience is really listening and, and then voting it. And I think maybe at the conference, at the area level, part of the training for delegates is to get that in their heads and learn patience. Because we do get off track, but that's because we're human. But again, I think, so AA is in really good hands. If you're wondering about the conference, the way I look at it, it's a group of people who love AA as much as you do, go in there to listen and do what they think is right for the fellowship. And I can't say I always agree with what they come up with, but I always think it's the right answer if it's been a good group conscience. So thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
We have for right now. The next group is the Young People's, and that's going to be at 3. So, thank you all for coming.
Are we closing with something or not?
We could.